to warn you, if I get emotional, I'm just going to sit on the corner here and rock back and forth till everybody feels really awkward. About 3 years ago, almost exactly, actually, I packed up all of my very few belongings in the back of my car and came to live in this place called Pfaff Town. And I came to go to law school. I intended to spend 3 years here getting my law degree and then move to Virginia to pursue my aspirations of becoming president. I'm running in 2040, by the way, so, you know, just keep an eye out. I also knew I wanted to come to church, so I started looking, Googling churches, and came across Grace Bible Church, and their doctrinal statement looked pretty decent. So not knowing what to expect, I donned my long jean skirt, showed up here on a Wednesday night 20 minutes before church started. And as is the case that early, the lights were on, but nobody was here. So I waited around for a while, but quickly found that the people here were friendly, and I knew by the end of that night that this was the place for me. I did visit one more church. I don't know why, but then I was like, yeah, Grace is it. So I came, and over the last 3 years, I've learned a lot. Obviously, I went to law school, so hopefully I learned a little bit there. I learned that I should not put food in the refrigerator in a Tupperware container that's too big because it's annoying. I learned that Susan Ball's insatiable need for competition has rubbed off on Ginger, as you guys know, I'm sure, is the Ball's dog, who will never stop running up and down the stairs chasing a tennis ball. I've learned that Walt Ignashevsky became one of my favorite people after I learned that he once put a cat through an old-timey washer ringer. And I've learned a lot of other... Sorry for all you cat lovers, but I've learned a lot of other incriminating things about most of you, so, you know... But more seriously, I've learned spiritually about the grace of God and what it means to be able to live as a Christian guilt-free because Christ has saved me. I've learned to deal with mental health, with depression, with insecurity and self-acceptance as I went through law school, which is really rigorous. I learned what it means to be a community, and you have been that for me. Okay, I'm going to sit. I have rejoiced with you and wept with you and laughed and cried. I have been able to teach your children and been able to minister in Pizza and Perspectives, and you have taught me. I've also thrown eggs at a few of you, and a few of you, Mr. Carmichael, have thrown eggs at me, but that was only at church picnics. No crimes were involved. I'm so thankful for my time here, but the time has come to move on. So, I forgot what I was going to say. I'm going to go get a truck in a few minutes. It's time to pack up my stuff. This time in a little bigger truck. I know how to say Pfaff Town now. And I'm moving to Roanoke, Virginia, and I know about 5 people there, which is more than I knew when I came here. But I'm excited to start. I'll be a law clerk for the 23rd Judicial Circuit, and I'll be working with judges, basically helping them with any cases that come to court, writing opinions and orders, and doing a lot of research, helping them on projects. So I'm pretty excited about this next step in my life. But I will miss you all. You've become like a family to me, and I'm really thankful for, sorry. I was doing really good when I practiced, but my tortoise is a little less intimidating. I thank you for your prayers. I could not even begin to recount all the things that, the notes and the gifts and everybody always asking me how things are going. So keep praying for me, and I'll keep praying for you. I will visit. Dwight questioned my resolve to visit, and so I just want to let you know I already have a scheduled visit the second weekend in October, so I'll be here. don't worry. And I look forward to keeping up with you all and seeing what God has for me in the future. Thank you.